This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck, and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Michael, you said that you came from an average family, had a few failed ventures, went from stocking shelves at a Walmart to scaling small businesses in a big way. I'd love to know how you continue to progress to where you are today. Can you share more about your story?
Yeah, so the biggest thing of all probably was when I was around 23, 24, I started a blog. And that blog is still online to this day. It's onlyonemike.com. And I started that site actually on July 4th, 2006, which is cool to me because I love that, you know, here in the States, that's our Independence Day. Right. And so I often look back to that and say, hey, that was the day that I was going to become independent. And I started my site and I just would write blog posts about small things, like just things that I observed, or a lot of it was personal development stuff, which I was always into. That's the one thing I didn't really say, but as a kid at around age 12 or 13, I got into Tom Hopkins, the sales trainer, and I went through a lot of his actual sales training and personal development stuff. And for some odd reason, I was just a kid, but I love that whole entire thing. So I got into that a lot. So I started the blog, and there was actually a person in my hometown who I used to know kind of when I was a kid, and she was older than me, but she read a blog post of mine, and she emailed me, and she said, hey, you know, I read your post and I think you would make an amazing copywriter. Okay. And I was like, awesome, thank you so much. What is that? Because I had no idea what it was at the time. And she explained it was people that write ads, you know, and I was like, wow, that's a job. I didn't even know that was a thing. And so she actually ended up offering for me to come work for her at the company that she owned. And she actually sold a lot of personal development products, business products, to help people either start or grow a company. And she did all of that through offline, through direct mail. And she was just now beginning to move it online.
To hear full episodes of the Business Leadership Series, visit blsnow.net.